Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. It's time to talk some hockey. Changing gears now, talking with Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off this week. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm good. We're good. Good to talk. Good to chat again. There's a lot has happened in hockey, I feel like, since we last talked.
It was a crazy day of hockey. They all the games were happening kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
They were, you know, different times in the afternoon, but basically going the same time. So I didn't really actually get to see much of the NHL game just because of the gold medal game and the Amherst game.
Yeah. Also, what is the NHL doing putting Stars Oilers on in the middle of the afternoon on a weekend? I was excited to watch that game on my flight, and then I realized it was at 4 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that. Where do you want to start, Paul? Do you want to start with Tage Thompson scoring the golden goal for Team USA? They win a tournament, the World Championships they hadn't won since the 1930s, and really what it does for him, because we're actually going to talk to Stephen Ellis from the Daily Faceoff a little later this morning, and he wrote that Thompson was like willing to hit everything that tournament. He played well defensively. He obviously scored a bunch of goals and was creating shots, so that, you know, if we're thinking about his Olympic candidacy, I don't feel like he could have had a better tournament.
Yeah, and even before he scored the goal, I mean, he hadn't scored in 3 games, I believe it was, but I didn't hate his game, you know, in those 3 games. I wouldn't say he was playing poorly. He was playing a team game is what he was doing. I mean, he was playing the game that the coaching staff was asking Team USA to play to try to win a tournament. So there were times where it was like, instead of trying a high wire act or trying to maybe stick handle through a couple of guys, or, you know, it was like, all right, let's put the puck in the place where it needs to be put, and let's live for another day type of a thing. And, you know, he was doing that. And there was one play he made I really liked. He had turned the puck over in the offensive zone, but he just put his head down and hightailed it back. And he got back, and he was the one that got back to break up the play. It's like, okay, you made a mistake. Everybody's going to make a mistake in a hockey game. That's what hockey games are. But he did everything he could to correct that mistake, and he did, and made a really nice defensive play getting back to break up the rush was able to counter the other way. So I really liked the team game that he was playing. And by the end of the tournament, he did score 2 overtime goals. He did score 6 goals. He had 9 points in 10 games. And, you know, so I even without the overtime goal, the golden goal, mm-hmm, I would still be sitting here telling you that I think he should make the Olympic team.
Yeah. There was one reason that was cited, maybe even by Bill Guerin directly, you should find exactly where, but what was cited was that one reason he didn't make the Four Nations team, Paul, or one thing that, you know, USA Hockey wonders about him is, does he have any big game experience? Because he doesn't really have a lot of that from the Sabres. I don't know if they would consider that, you know, big game experience, but, I mean, it's a championship game, and you needed a guy to do it, and he went down the ice and he scored. So if that was the thing keeping him off a Team USA, I don't know that it still would. Really, would you also predict that as long as there is an injury or, you know, some unforeseen terrible start to next season, that he is actually going to make the team, Team USA at the Olympics?
No, I think he should. Now, I don't trust Guerin or Drury because they got to put their guys on first. So you got to have the Minnesota Wild and New York Rangers on the team. And that's where I think it came off the rails for guys like Thompson and some others. Look at the top seven American goal scorers last year. I believe, and Tuck was one of them, I believe two of them made the Four Nations tournament.
That's unbelievable.
Of the top seven goal scorers. And Tage Thompson was number one at 44 goals. And go back to the 47-goal year. Mm. From that point, 2022 until now, Tage Thompson is the second leading U.S. goal scorer behind Austin Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just he had one year where he was up in the top. He has been since the year he scored 47. True, he didn't have big game experience, and I think that's only going to help him with the Sabres too, because he in an interview afterwards said, "I had never won anything." In the NHL. And, you know, he's been around 7 years now, so he's been around for half the drought. And mm-hmm. Now you could just watching him, the whole celebration, you know, is almost like a weight had been lifted off of him. It's like now he knows what it's like to win something. Now, winning the gold medal at the World Championship is not winning the Stanley Cup. It's not even winning the gold medal at the Olympics, but it is something. It is an accomplishment. I mean, you look at Team USA, beforehand you wouldn't say, well, that's the best team. You know, they were good. But, again, Guerin wanted players to show up, and some didn't. Now, if you're a restricted free agent or something like that, of course you're not going to show up. That's why J.J. Paterka wasn't there for Germany, because he's a restricted free agent, and mm-hmm. if you don't have a contract, you're not going. But still, there were still a lot of guys, and so many guys went over there. They were rushing over there after they got eliminated in the playoffs. MacKinnon rushed over there. You know, half the New Jersey Devils team rushed over there. Even Nylander showed up. You know, after the Leafs, they got eliminated late. He only got in two games, but he went over there to earn three games. I'm sorry. He went over there too. I mean, so many guys went over there, but Team USA hardly had anybody that went over there. And after they got eliminated, it's just that's one of the reasons nobody had won that tournament for Team USA since 1933 is because of that point. They have trouble getting people over there for that tournament, and for whatever the reason is, where other nations don't necessarily have that problem. And Guerin was disappointed that very few went over there, and I think he appreciated the fact that Thompson did. And Thompson told me before he left, we talked about it before the Sabre season ended, he was going there to prove a point, and I think he did it.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Paul, so Rochester American season is over. They lose in five to Laval. So everything with the Sabres organization is done now as far as on the ice. The Sabres are done. The Amerks are done. What's the next order of business? You have several RFAs, obviously. You have the Bo Byram situation hanging out there. You have the draft coming up. What's the order of business here for Kevin Adams, his coaching staff? I don't even think we've heard anything official about the coaching staff or the organization even. So what can fans look for next and what needs to happen next?
Yeah, I mean, as far as we know, nothing has happened with the coaching staff. They still haven't, at least maybe they have hired somebody, but they haven't announced it or anything for the front office. So, they have to continue to try to find that person for the front office or at least get that squared away. We don't know if they're looking for coaches or they aren't. There really hasn't been anything said or even indicated that coaches are leaving or they're with the coaching staff. I mean, they're not going to announce that. Well, we're not firing our coaching staff.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So, right. You know, it's you just kind of wait and see. I mean, next time Adams will speak is around the draft, you know, which is at the end of June. So that would probably be the next time that we would get a chance to speak with him about that particular thing. They've got the they're preparing for the draft. They got to get qualifying offers out to their restricted free agents, and I don't think there's anybody restricted that they have that they will not qualify. That happens just, you know, as in between the draft and when the season ends, that with the qualifying offers will be out there. And they're, of course, looking for trades. I'm sure Kevin Adams has been talking about trades since then, because that's when trades start happening, is once the Stanley Cup playoffs end and you get in towards the draft and free agency and those types of events that happen during the summertime. That's, you know, when all of a sudden you'll start seeing some trades also.
Quickly on restricted free agency, Paul. We'll spend much of the time, I'm sure, on other guys, but Devin Levi's season comes to an end in Rochester. We've talked about him and what we think will happen to him next season, whether he'll be one of the two goalies in Buffalo. He had a tough series against Laval, .861 mm-hmm. save percentage. Not every goal was his fault, but maybe there were a few that he would like back. Did that series, giving up five goals in the elimination game, did any of those games in that series change your thought on where he'll be or where he should be to start next season?
Well, yes. Now Laval is the number one team in the American Hockey League. They're better than Syracuse. Levi was lights out against Syracuse, gave up two goals in three games. But he gave up 18 goals in five games against Laval. And the two wins, he was one of the reasons. I mean, he really played well in game four to be able to force a game five, as did his team. I don't think the team played as well in front of him either. One of the things about the Amerk team all year long is the way they play team defense. And Levi didn't have to stand on his head a lot of the time. But that, especially in game five, they hung him. I mean, they just didn't play well at all in front of him, and he wasn't up to it as far as making a big save at the big time. And that was what he did for most of the season. When they needed him to make a big save, he did. But he also wasn't all that busy a lot of the time, too, because of the great team defense that they played. So that went away also for him. But he didn't play as well. You're right, there were games he'd want back. And now, for me, there's question marks. I would not go in this season with two young goaltenders that are both, you know, not – I mean, that last series against Levi showed me. Is he ready for the NHL? Will he ever be ready for the NHL? I don't know. Or will he come and play well in training camp and be lights out and be a very good NHL goaltender? That could also happen.
Right. And then with Lukanen paired with him, it would be two big question marks.
Right. And Lukanen could get his game back from what he had at the end, right, not this past year, but the year before, where in 35 games he had some of the best numbers in the National Hockey League. That could happen too, but... Do you want it? Because if it doesn't happen, and you got those two there, and it doesn't happen, if one of them doesn't take the reins,
yep, that could sink your season.
Take that number up to 15.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. It really could. If they both hit, it's possible. Then you can make the playoffs on that. But if
one of them hits,
yeah. But if they both don't. I mean, they could get their power play could improve, and they could get better defensively, even, and you just don't get the saves. That could sink your season.
You're right. You have to get saves. You have to have good goaltending if you're going to be a good team.
All right, Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. The Amerks season sadly comes to an end, and now, yeah, we'll look for free agency, and before that, of course, the NHL draft, and we'll talk more playoffs too. So, thanks, Paul, for joining, and we'll talk later this week.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Time out here. When we come back, I do have one hockey observation from my time in South Florida that I want to get in here, coming back here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.